It's been 27 years in one regime. When the president of Sudan hints at change, what does it mean? I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Plus, a ministry is mourning the loss of two of its own. The details in a moment. But first, Sudan's president, Omar al-Bashir, says he's stepping down in 2020. Todd Nettleton from The Voice of the Martyr says,
I think my first thought is I'll believe it when I see it.
Bashir's announcement was met with similar worldwide skepticism, especially since he's been in power since 1989. Under his administration, he's seen his country split, a civil war, been indicted for war crimes, and has been accused of genocide in Darfur. Plus,
the persecution of Christians since the separation of the two countries in 2011 has really ramped up. The Sudanese government has taken very proactive steps to bring the church under control or even force Christians out of the country.
So where does this leave us? We can do one of three things. We can talk about the story, we can give to ministries like VOM coming alongside the persecuted church in Sudan, and
I think we can pray for a sense of encouragement and a sense of God's presence with them, and that they would know people are praying for them.
Just a couple of countries over, Kenya marked the one-year anniversary since the Al-Shabaab attack on Garissa University College. It left 147 people dead. But in a time of great tragedy, one student was able to share the gospel. Upon fleeing the college, the young man took his tablet, which had access to the Jesus film, through an app. Since then, he's used that tablet to share the gospel's good news with people who want to hear it. You can get the full story at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. Christian Aid Mission is grieving the loss of two missionaries in eastern Ukraine. Amy Cotton of Christian Aid.
On March 21st, some native missionaries with a ministry in Ukraine were killed in a car accident. They had gone to distribute food and clothes, and they were on their way back. It was three gentlemen, and their car hit a patch of ice and crashed into a crane near the roadside.
Two of the men were killed and had families. One survived, but he's in serious condition in the hospital. They were part of the Christian Aid ministry partner Good Samaritan Mission. Men's families are being embraced by friends.
The other people a part of the ministry are really coming alongside and meeting needs and bringing food and grieving with them, crying with them.
Christian Aid invites you to come alongside these families through prayer.
Our hearts are sad, and we'd love to share this story with your listeners so that they can be praying for these families.
We've had a couple of heavy stories, so we're going to move to a lighter side. Do you remember the first time you saw a tuition bill and thought, how am I going to pay for this? Well, at Every Child Ministries, students are moving into higher education, and to help cover those costs, ECM's starting the Secondary School Scholarship Fund. Mark Lucky with ECM.
It's a supplement to make sure that we do have the money to pay the school fees. Or here's an example. When a child first enters secondary school, they get a fairly significant bill, at least in an African context. They may have to pay $300, $400, $500 just right away.
It's important that these kids continue their education.
The truth is, without that secondary education, and even the next step, which would be university education, very difficult for the kids to really be successful.
But ECM students get more than an education. They get spiritual guidance and the opportunity for a relationship with Christ. Finally, what day is it? Well, it's April 14th, and that means it's a global day of prayer. 372 million kids in India are younger than 15, and they need your prayer. They need to hear about Jesus. Studies have shown that when a kid hears the gospel before 15, they're more likely to receive Christ as their Savior. So this is a window of opportunity. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India is inviting you to join them today to pray that kids in India would come to know Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. With a free resource kit from Deaf Bible Society, you can learn how to help 58 million deaf people gain access to God's Word. Request your kit by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org and click on the banner. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.